It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Hey, everybody out there. Welcome to the It's Never Too Late show. My name is Michelle Ann Owens, and I am extremely excited to be your guest host and to give Suzanne Oshima, Life and Love Transformational Coach, the opportunity to be on the other side of the table today and to give all of us amazing ladies in our midlife tips and tricks and inspiration and advice and guidance into our best life. So with no further ado, I'm going to welcome Miss Suzanne. How are you today?
Ah, thanks so much, Michelle. I'm so excited to be here and be on the other side of the table.
Heck yeah. And I'm also excited about our topic for today because it's a really, really big one. And I think it's gonna lead to a lot of laughter, actually, because a lot of people are going to relate to this. And the topic is men don't speak your language. So already we're thinking about this, and it's so true. We are very different beings. There's that famous book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, right? So we already know we're very different in the way that we think, in the way that we express, and all these things. So let's just dive in. Tell us some ways that we are different.
Yeah, so, you know, it's so funny because the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because, you know, so many people want these dating tips and advice on how to get the right man. But I really found in my days when I worked with both men and women in matchmaking and date coaching is I found that men and women communicate completely differently. And I was like, oh my God, and they think differently. And I was like, I believe, honestly, that this is the number one thing that breaks up couples, whether it's in dating, in relationships, or in marriages, is because men and women communicate so differently. And if women could understand a couple of things about men, that it would infinitely help them get past the early stages of dating into that relationship that lasts and into the marriage that lasts, because no one wants to end the marriage, right?
Right, exactly. So give us a couple of those things and the way that we communicate so differently.
So I will, this is funny. I'm laughing already and I haven't even told the story. So I think honestly, every woman has done this in her life. And I myself, I will admit, I used to do this in my 20s all the time, is that you're dating or in a relationship with a man and he does something that irritates you, makes you mad or pisses you off, whatever it is. And you know, you're upset, obviously. And so you see him and you're hanging out and you're silent. And so he picks up on something that's wrong. And then he says to you, is everything okay with you? Did I do something? And then she says, no, nothing's wrong. How many women have said that? Yeah. And something was wrong.
Yeah, but you don't just say it. You also go, nothing's wrong.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Right. And so what women need to understand is when you say that nothing's wrong, right, is a man takes that for, oh, nothing's wrong. He takes it for face value. But we as women sit there and go, if he doesn't figure out what he did wrong and apologize to me and acknowledge what he did, then she gets madder and madder and madder. And then he's kind of like, men are a little less in tune to certain things, but then they start to feel something's off. Is, you know, men aren't mind readers. That's what I got to say to ladies, is you can't expect a man to read your mind when you say nothing's wrong. If something's wrong, it's about sharing with him what's wrong, but doing it in the right way.
Because I was just going to say that, because you can't be like, you always blah, blah, blah. You can't like attack a guy. That I've learned over the years.
Yeah. And it's so true because the natural inclination then would be, okay, well then I will tell him what he did wrong. And then it goes into that attack mode of you always, and Michelle, if I said to you every time we got on an interview, if I said, Michelle, you know what? You always do blah, blah, blah. You're going to immediately become defensive, right?
Absolutely. I'm like, what? What did I do? You know?
Right. Because you're thinking I'm coming on here with the best intentions and she's attacking me. So yeah. It's important in how you bring it up. And you and I have talked about this before, is about sharing your feelings. Is, you know what? You probably didn't realize it, but when you did X, Y, and Z, it made me feel however it made you feel. Mm-hmm. A man can't, you know, say that didn't make you feel that way. These are your feelings, right?
Yeah.
But just sharing, like, you know what? I have to share this with you, right? It's not attacking, because mm-hmm. when you emasculate or attack, he's going to become defensive and it's going to just put a gap between you two.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing too, that I noticed, and this has been for me that it keeps coming up, is I'll want to talk about something or hear something confirmed several times. Like, I think the most general example would be like, if a guy says he loves you, you're like, do you love me? Are you sure you love me? I already said it. Do I need to say it again? You know, like, I feel like men need to say things one time and then that's enough for them. And then, but women like to talk about things and to revisit them and repeat them over and over. Or if it's a problem that you've had together, you know, it's like, you should be able to just say it one time, but I feel like you can't, you know? So how do you get past like this repeating thing? Like guys say things one time and then they think it's one and done.
Yeah. That's actually a huge issue, because men have told me, not only the men that I've worked with, but a lot of the men that I've interviewed, is it's true. Women we like to talk about everything again and again. And a man is like, okay, he's a problem solver. Okay, we solved the problem. We already dealt with this.
Yeah.
And so it's important to really be able to move forward and not keep lingering on it. Because if you keep lingering on it, you're not moving forward in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Totally. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, how can women better ask a guy to do something for them? And I'm talking about around the house, or like if she's not getting something that she wants, like, oh, I just, you know, I would love it if you would take out the garbage, you know, or, you know, that kind of thing, instead of being like, hey, can you take out the garbage? Cause then he'll be like, yeah, I can. And then he won't do it right away.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. That's like such a basic thing, but it's something you can, and the information that I'm going to give the ladies, you can apply this honestly to anything, not just taking out the garbage, but it's about asking in a way, hey, you know, honey, it would be really helpful for me because I'm cleaning the kit. If you could take out the garbage, that would make me so happy and it would make my life so much easier. And quite honestly, men are like dogs. They just want to please you. It's all in the way that you ask. If you tell them in a way like, you know, take out the trash, why can't you just take out the trash? That doesn't make me want to take out the trash. I don't think any man is going to want to take out the trash, right? So it's about really appreciating, rewarding. And then when he does it, say, oh my God. And I know this, a lot of women are going to hate what I say, but you got to say, God, thank you so much for doing that. That just made it so much easier for everything that I'm trying to do before the holidays or whatever it is, right?
Yeah. It's hard to do that though. I mean, it sounds so simple and logical, but if you are stressed out, I mean, the holidays, right? That's a great example. And you're in the middle of trying to cook a billion dishes at one time and prepare for guests. And there's just craziness going on and your phone's blowing up. And, you know, there's just like lots of multitasking happening. And then you just need him to do this simple thing. And you're like, can you please do this? Because I really need your help right now. And so that's, I think, what generally happens. Women just get harried and there's so much going on. Why is it that you think like a man's going to like misunderstand that as that she's like displeased with him rather than she just really needs his help? Like, why, what is that? What is this misunderstanding?
Well, there's two things going on there. So first of all, let's just address how she's talking to him, right? Is yeah, we all get stressed out around the holidays, but I always say, treat others how you would like to be treated. If you don't want a man to say, why can't you just do this one thing, right? Is you wouldn't want to be treated that way either. And again, nobody's perfect, right? But acknowledging, hey, I didn't mean to be really short with you. I'm sorry, right? And so acknowledging that. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is that, let's talk about the man and how he perceives it, is a lot of women think that these strong men that are alpha men aren't sensitive. They are. Men have sensitive egos, and a lot of women don't realize that. And they think, oh, I could just throw anything or say anything at him and he should be fine with it. It's no, it's like, and I will say, another male expert said this to me and it was really funny. And he even admitted, he goes, men are like dogs, is just tell us what you want us to do and be happy and reward us and we'll keep doing it. But if you scold us, we're not going to do what you want us to do.
Yes. Yeah, so don't. So, okay. So the approach is important.
Yeah.
The approach is important. Yeah. And somebody had said to me once, and, you know, don't be mad at me for saying this, anyone out there listening or watching, is that like men are very simple. They're, you know, the way that they communicate, women are more complex. Two women can sit together, especially if they're good friends or family, and just look at each other and they know what they're thinking. And a lot of times, you know, men need to say something. So they just, so in that way, it's like, I think the amount of communication is simpler for them. And so do women need to dumb it down a little bit?
That's so funny. Well, Michelle, you're actually very right, is men are much more simple, is like we talked about earlier, is, you know, when we say nothing's wrong, they think nothing's wrong, right? They don't go into this whole thing in their head, right? And it's try not to make things so complicated, right? And when it's done, it's done. Let it go, move on, right? Because that's, I've interviewed a lot of male experts on this and they said that's one thing that can drive a man crazy is when you keep bringing it up. It's because they're like, oh, I thought we were done with that.
Yeah, I thought we dealt with that. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it is about making things more simple. But I also say, though, too, and I think this is important, because if a woman doesn't feel like she's being heard and respected in the relationship, then it's not going to last, because then she feels like she's being disrespected. And I can talk personally from my own experience, is I had an ex that every time I would try to share my feelings, he would cut me off and not let me finish. And it drove me crazy. I'm like, can you let me finish? I'm like, you don't have to agree with me, but if I don't feel like I'm heard, it just drives me crazy. And of course, the relationship didn't last, but it's important to also feel like you're heard. So I don't feel a woman should completely change who she is, right?
Right, right. And that whole idea of not being heard, it's like sometimes maybe he'll be in such a heated moment himself about him feeling like he's being judged or being told what to do. And, you know, he's kind of thinking about his own needs and he's like, don't get on me right now. Does he take time to calm down and come back around and then say, you know what, I'm sorry, now I heard what you said. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes people just need to calm down if they're in the middle of an argument about something, right? Like both sides, or else nobody's going to be hearing each other, right?
Yeah, and I think it's really, really important for people to realize that this is not about I'm right and you're wrong. It's about this is an issue with us, right? And we need to solve this so that we both feel get better. It's about the outcome for both of us. It's not I win, you lose, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's really important to realize that. But also, you're so right, Michelle, it's about calming down, because when we're heated, and if you're like me, like I can have a temper, it's like when I'm pissed, you're going to know about it. I also know that I need to sometimes take a step back and say, you know what, I need to just calm down. And so I can have a normal conversation, which actually brings me to my next point. This is really funny, is, and I again know every woman has said this to a man. Don't ever say this to a man. This is the worst thing you can ever say to a man, is when you're angry about something or pissed or he did something wrong, never give him the heads up and say, we need to talk.
Oh, yeah.
every man has told me that is like his defenses immediately go up and he's like, oh my God, because we need to talk means you did something wrong. You're going to hear about it and I'm going to chew your ass out.
I've actually heard that from the other side though, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to come over and we're going to talk. And I was like, what? Why don't we just talk about this right now? You know what I mean? So that, I agree with you. That phrase is terrible. At least expound upon it. Like, just be like, we're going to talk about what's going on between us so that we can figure it out together. You know what I mean? Like, complete the sentence.
Yeah. And I think it's important to not even give the heads up.
Right.
And here's why, because when you give that heads up, it still puts everybody on defense. Because if someone said, like, if you said that to me, Michelle, like today before, you know, Suzanne, we need to, I would go through this whole thing in my head. Oh God, what does she want to tell me? And this is, sounds bad, right?
Yeah.
But I say, don't even give the heads up. Is just bring up whatever it is in person, not on the phone, not through texting, is bring it up in person. And just share what's coming up for you, how you're feeling, and how can we resolve this? And, you know, a male expert gave me this tip that I have to share that a lot of women don't know, is he said, when you need to talk to a man, right, is don't ever sit directly across from him.
Ah.
He said, because men take that as confrontation.
Okay.
He said, when you need to talk to a man, he goes, whenever you see men together, like two men together and they're friends and they're talking, he goes, they're always side by side because they're, you know, spending time together, drinking a beer or whatever, walking along the golf course. That's how men talk and share with each other. When they're like, it's more confrontational for a man. So you want to be on the same side, right? And I added in this tip because I think this is important, is having physical contact, like holding his hand, holding his arm, so that you feel like you're in alignment and, hey, we have this going on right now, but I'm here to work through it with you and it'll be fine.
You know what's so funny about that? There was this animal expert that I once interviewed years ago who said that humans have a lot to learn from monkeys and the way that they deal with things. And when there's conflict within a family unit there, they often quickly, like, they'll fight it out, you know, they'll do the monkey thing. And then, but then they hold hands with each other and then hug. And they do it like very quickly. Like a lot faster than a human would, because we harbor resentments and we tend to, you know, be mad for a couple of days or whatever it is and give the silent treatment. Apparently in that kingdom, they don't, they just immediately come back together. So they, you know, knock it out and then they come back together immediately and remind each other why they're family, you know, which I think is beautiful. It's like this very simple thing. So I love that idea. That made me think of that, of just like holding their hand while you talk about it. It's not easy. Like, I've done that, and there have been times when it's like, you know, the guy like doesn't want to be close. He's like still angry and still, you know, in conflict mode. So I love these tips because it does eventually work. It really does.
Yeah. And Michelle, I think that that's important. But also like in that example that you just gave where he's like this, right?
Yeah.
Is I would actually address that with him and say, hey, you know, because you have to remember, while we can sometimes bring in past baggage into our current relationships, remember, men are no different. And so maybe he's feeling also like, God, she did something that my ex-wife just did, and this is feeling not great for me, and I'm feeling super attacked. And so you could address that and say, hey, you know you're upset, but I hope that we're both working towards this, and I'm sorry if there's something I did, if you could share with me, you know, because I would hope that you would be aligned to want to keep working through this.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's one other thing that popped up into my mind that I wanted to ask you about when it comes to the men don't speak your language topic, is I found this comes up quite a bit. And I think they're going to be, you will relate to this, and women out there listening or watching will relate to this, is a guy feeling like competition with you because.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up.
keeps happening. Like, this isn't a competition. You know, I get that a lot. So how do you reframe that?
This is so good. I'm so glad you brought this up, because this tends to happen with strong, independent women. And here's the thing. And I'm a strong, independent woman, I confess, and so is Michelle. And but here's what I find. So strong, independent women, I find, are normally attracted to men that are stronger than them. So alpha men and men that can take the lead. Mm-hmm. But the problem is sometimes as strong, independent women, we can be, and I'll admit to this, a little hard-headed and feel like we want to win, because most strong, independent women, quite honestly, are alpha women, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're used to either being really successful, succeeding, winning, whatever it is. But it's important to remember that those same tactics and things that work well in the job environment or in your business environment do not work well in a relationship. And what you just brought up is how men feel when they feel like you're competing against them. And I will share with ladies, if you want an alpha male, it's not that you can't voice your opinion or have him respect you, but if he feels like he's always butting heads with you and like it's a competition, it's not going to work. It's yep. not, because an alpha male is never going to retreat into being a beta male and just allowing the woman to always take the lead. I'm not saying that a woman can't take the lead sometimes, but he's an alpha male for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. But it's about not making it a competition, not making it like butting heads all the time. Or like what I talk about is when I was little in magnets, you know, when you would try to put two magnets together, the two positive sides, and they repel each other.
Yeah.
Is that's what will happen in that relationship. And so you can't make it a competition. You can't make him feel like he's always butting heads with you. It's not going to work.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I love this stuff, and I'm sure we could talk for like 20 more minutes about it all. But the women can come to you by going to Your Next Amazing Story to get more information about your coaching. But I understand that you also have a free gift when they come to your website, right?
Yes, the free gift I have is the Secrets About Men video series. And what I'm sharing in this video series are the three main things women want to know: is how to meet quality men, how to attract and keep the right man, but also to really understand why it doesn't move forward into a lasting relationship. Because ladies, if you like this video, you're going to love that video series, because I give away so many secrets in that video series.
I love it. I can't wait to get my hands on it. Suzanne, it's always such a pleasure to sit down with you and to have these conversations. And I'm just so excited for all the women out there listening to have access to your advice. And we appreciate you. So thank you.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation, get access to show notes, and get more amazing content.